The shiur is dedicated to Ili Nishmas Rachaleya Bas Rav Chaim Tzvi. We are about to embark on the study of kinos, which are recited on Tisha B'Av. And what we're going to do in Mitzvah Hashem, we're going to first explore, by way of background, some of the material that relates to Tisha B'Av overall, and focus a little bit on the Megillah of Eicha. The reason for the focus on the Megillah of Eicha will become fairly evident in the course of our study, but the thrust, of course, of Eicha is very much related to the study of Kinos. Even a very cursory examination of the Megillah and an overall perusal of the Kinos reveals to us a very clear connection between the Kinos and the Megillah of Eicha. First, we will mention what my Rebbe Rav Soloveitchik Zichron Livracha mentioned quite often, that it's clear that Tisha B'Av has a dual kind of persona. There's a dialectic associated with Tisha B'Av. On the one hand, Tisha B'Av is a classic Tanit Tzibur, similar to Yom Kippur. The Gemara says in Psochim that Ein Tanit Tzibur B'Bavel El Tisha B'Av Bilvad. Tisha B'Av is the classic Tanit Tzibur, in a sense similar to Yom Kippur. The halacha is that we begin the fast while it's still day. There's a machlokes of Rishonim regarding the concept of Tosefes. Is there an obligation to add to the day, similar to what we have vis-a-vis Tosef Shabbos, according to some opinions of the Gemara and some opinions of Rishonim, similar to Tosef Yom Tov, similar to Tosef Yom Kippurim? The Rambam Shita is that we're supposed to add to Yom Kippur regarding the Inuyim. Let's say here, Mafsikim Bibod Yom, and we also have the Issa, the prohibition against the Chamisha Inuyim. But that's one aspect of the Tisha B'Av. And there is another aspect of Tisha B'Av, namely the aspect of Avelus. Chazal say, Kol Advarim Hanoyagim Be'Evel, Noyagim B'Tisha B'Av. Whatever is Nohug with reference to Avelim is Nohug on Tisha B'Av. However, here, the Avelim are not individuals, but the Avelim are Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael collectively, we are the Avelim, we are the ones who are mourning the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, these two aspects of Tisha B'Av are paramount. Number one, the aspect of Tisha B'Av is the Tanit Tzibur. Number two, the aspect of Tisha B'Av as the day of Avelus. Of course, the Rishonim point out, the Ramban and the Rosh, many other Rishonim note that here the Avelus expresses itself not through actions that are kumvaseh, that are proactive, but rather through sheva al taseh. Things we are obligated to refrain from, to restrain from, such as the idea of rechitza. Rechitza on Tisha B'Av is asr, and unquestionably, it's asr for two reasons. Number one, mishum tan sibur. Number two, Mishum Avelus. And we also have the concept of Nilas HaSandal, not wearing leather apparel. Also Mishum Avelus. And we have as well the issue of Talmud Torah, which of course is not also on a Tanit Tzibur. On a regular Tanit Tzibur, one is permitted to learn Torah, one is obligated to learn Torah. And on Tisha B'Av, there's a separate element, Mishum Avelus, where one is not permitted to learn Torah. However, there's a distinction between a regular Avel, that his Issa of Talmud Torah is based on the Pasuk in Yecheskel, where the Navi says, Heonik Dom, that one should be silent. And we have a Rambam and a Din Shulchan Aruch that tells us, Ein Neimim Shvua V'Agada B'Veis Avel, one is not permitted to learn in the house of Avelus. Masha'en Kein, on Tisha B'Av, the reason the Gemara gives for the abstention from Talmud Torah is based on the pasuk Pikuri Hashem Mishar Mitzam Chileil. Since the words of Torah Mitzameach, therefore that simcha is not permissible on Tisha B'Av. However, we are allowed to learn Dvarim Haroyim, things that relate to tragedy, things that relate to Churban. There's obviously a distinction between Avelus Chas V'Shalom, which is called Avelus Chadasha, God forbid, a person loses one of the krovim, one of the relatives, the one that's obligated to mourn for, and the historical Avelus of Klal Yisrael, as related to Tisha B'Av, which is known as Avelus Shishana, historical Avelus that relates to the Beis HaMikdash and the Churban HaMikdash. And Chazal comment that, call me, that whoever was not Zoche to see the Binyan HaMikdash B'Yamav, Kilu Chariv B'Yamav, is that the Beis HaMikdash was actually destroyed in one's days. So certainly we are constantly be mispalel throughout our tefillos that Hashem is Baruch should be mezakas the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash B'mehir B'Yameinu. So Kinos is the instrument that we employ on Tisha B'Av to manifest Avelus. Certainly Tisha B'Av without Kinos would be incomplete. And the Makar essentially is found in the Navi Yirmiyahu. That's the Haftarah that we read on Tisha B'Av morning. The Navi tells us, Hisbeinu, v'kiru l'amakeinonais, tzvoena, v'yalachachamos, shilchu v'tavoina. We should call out to those who are involved in dirges, those involved in saying lamentations. They should come and teach us how to say kinos. And the Navi continues, utmaherna, v'tisena aleinu nehi, so this is the notion, the concept of calling for the Mekanonites who are going to help us in terms of the Avelos of Tisha B'Av. And that is the fulfillment of what Chazal tell us, that anyone who will mourn for the Yushalayim will ultimately be Zeicha to see the Simcha of Yerushalayim as well. So sharing the distress and the anguish of not having the Beis HaMikdash is certainly part of the Avelus. The obvious distinction between Avelus Chadasha and Avelus Yishana, as pointed out by many, Avelus Chadasha, there's no need for Chazal to be Koveya really, because it's something that every person, the individual who loses a Karo Mishpacha, feels in a very heartfelt and profound kind of way, very concretely. And so there the Avelus begins with the notion of Mesem Udalafanov, with the idea of Aninos before the Kvura, and then we have the Shiva, and the Shloshim, and Chas V'Shalom, with the parting of a father and mother, the Council of Yud Beis Chodesh. With reference to Avelus Yishana, the historical Avelus of Tisha B'Av that relates to the Churban HaMikdash, it actually works in the reverse way, because here, the Avelus is not so much of an emotional nature. There are hundreds and hundreds, thousands of years that have passed since the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore we have to begin in a more intellectual kind of way. We are more removed, more detached, more distant, and so we begin with a kind of distant connection to the Avelus, and then as we come closer, we move perhaps to elements that would parallel the Shloshim, the Shiva, perhaps in the Yom HaMisa. This is a discussion among the Dolei Rishonim and the Dolei Achronim. In the Kinos, we speak about the disaster that befell Klal Yisrael, that confronted us. And of course, in the Kinos, we're going to have a kind of a hesped, both on Yerushalayim, as well as on the people who lived in the city of Yerushalayim, on the Churban HaMikdash, and what befell Klal Yisrael. And even though the concept of Hesped that exists vis-a-vis Avelus Chadasha, that concept in terms of Avelus Shishana, the historical Avelus of the Churban HaMikdash, does have its place. There is an element of a loss, a bitter loss that has been sustained, and description of that loss, that's essentially what Kinos are all about. A Hesped on Yerushalayim, we have a specific Kina that is very famous, the one that Yirmiyahu HaNavi was mekonein over the death of Yoshiyahu HaMelech, and also one of the prokim in the Megillah, Echa Yuam Zov, Yishna Kesem HaTov, Tishtapech Navni Kodesh, Barosh Kol Chutzos, the third parak of the Megillah. But as well, we have among the kinos a hesped for Yoshiyahu HaMelech Yisrael. And so here we have an equation between kina and hesped. Now, Salmet Yisrael Rebracha noted many times, we really have no right just to say kinos. The whole question that is seemingly very anchored in the Megillah, And the Megillah of Eicha, of course, the language of Eicha Yasha Badad, Hayir Abasiyam, Haysaki Almana. And that term, of course, once again repeats itself in the second parak, Eicha. Yoyid ba'apo Hashem es basion hishlich mishamayim eres tiferes Yisrael b'lo zachah adom raglob yom apo. And the third parak, of course, as I mentioned a moment ago, is the hesped that Yirmiyahu HaNavi gave for Yoshiyahu. Ani agev ero ani b'shevet evroso. And then we have the last two prokim of the Megillah. Parak dalet Eicha yuam zov yishna kesem atev. I accidentally referred to the wrong parak earlier, a few moments ago, but I mentioned the fourth parak, but I really meant the third parak is the one that the Navi, in effect, is here the Navi is lamenting in the fourth parak, actually. It's not the third parak, but the fourth parak, lamenting the death of Yoshiyahu HaMelech. That itself was a very significant turning point in the history of Klal Yisrael. Of course, in the fifth parak we have Zechor Hashem Mahayolano Habito Reyes Chepasein. We'll be discussing this prakim in Mitz Hashem in a few moments. But also I'll let you note that the whole question of Eicha, how do I have the impudence, the temerity, to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to explain the catastrophe to me, when we know the Gemara writes, Chayav Adam Levarech Al Ha'ra, Kishem Shem Levarech Al Ha'tova. We know that we are obligated to be Matzdik Dino HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tzadik Hashem B'chol Derecho V'chosi B'chol Ma'asov, the concept of Tzidk Adin, Kol Man Di Avid Rachman L'Tav Avid, the Gemara says, whatever Hashem Yisbarach does is for the good. We have no right to question the Gzera of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And this motif is elaborated on in the Kinos at great length. And the answer that Rav Soloveitchik used to pose, that there's a separate heter, and the heter is based on the fact that we read Megillah Seicha. We read Megillah Seicha at night, the night of Tisha B'Av, and that gives us the right to say Kinos. And of course, as we know, Megillah Seicha is Menyon Adiyema, certainly contains within it the elements, the themes of the day. Otherwise, it would be somewhat blasphemous, it would be arrogant, it would be impudent on our part to go ahead and say Kinos. And as well, we have the Navi Yirmiyahu that we just mentioned a few moments ago. In the morning we read that Haftarah Akira L'Makananos, to call the Makananos, and on that basis we have the right to go ahead and say Kinos, the Kinos being an extension of that Haftarah of the Navi Yirmiyahu. And one of the proofs of Salvation brought is that there's no Chatzi Kaddish, which separates between the Kina, or the Kinos, and the Haftarah that we just read, clearly indicating some nexus, some connection between the Haftarah and the Kinos. Another very significant aspect, which is important to make mention of, and that is that, in general, Nevi'im, their function, of course, to give tochacha to Klal Yisrael, but at the same time, Nevi'im have to be concerned with nechama, with the idea of consoling Klal Yisrael, of strengthening Klal Yisrael, giving Klal Yisrael idud and chizuk. That's one of the significant aspects of Nevuah and Nevi'im. That's one of the major functions of a Navi, is on the one hand, there's an element of small doche, but on the other hand, yamin mekarev, there has to be both Midas Adin, giving us Musa, chastising us, but at the same time, giving Klal Yisrael Chizuk and giving Klal Yisrael Nechama. And therefore, since we mentioned earlier that Kol Dor Shel Adin Beis Hamikdash B'Yamav, Kil Chareb B'Yamav, any door that the Beis Hamikdash was not rebuilt in its day, it's as if it was Nechrav, so Tisha B'Av is not just a day of stress or anguish or distress, but we also have, as well, some element of nechama that's built into the very essence, the very architecture of the day. It's interesting that the Tisha B'Av Moed, as the Navi calls it, Karalai Moed Lishbar Bachurai, so we have a position between Parshas Dvarim and Parshas Vayeschanan, The Shabbos following Tisha B'Av is always Veschanan, the Shabbos which is the Shabbos of Nachamu, and we have a rule of thumb the Chazal use, and I just alluded to, Kol Aravim, Simu Divrei Medivrei Nechama, the notion of consolation and solace. And yet, when one examines the Haftarah of Yirmiyahu, one does not see that element of Nechama. Soon in the morning, we do not have Nechama again, based on what the Poskim say, and the Mishnah writes, Al Tanachamei B'Shosh Shemei Samud Lefanav. There can be no Nechama when a person is confronted with death, with tragedy, right in front of him. So here we are calling the Mekedonites to go ahead and lament and issue a dirge. And therefore, this notion of Mesa Uta Lefanav is something which is very fundamental and very basic. However, Chazal did introduce the idea of Nechama in the afternoon of Tisha B'Av, and therefore, this element certainly is quite relevant to Tisha B'Av as well. One of the aspects that's missing from Yom Tov of Tisha B'Av, from the Moed of Tisha B'Av, is the element of Ne'ilah. Ne'ilah is an institution that's not tied up with Yom Kippur exclusively, but really, it's very much part of a Titan Sibur, and it was a frequent phenomenon of Yimei Chazal, in the different Taniel Sibur, the Chazal goes there, and yet, somehow, when it comes to Tisha B'Av, there is no concept of Ne'ilah, and something else is also missing on Tisha B'Av, and I'll let you also used to point this out, the idea of Slichus. Almost, for us, to mention a Taniel Sibur without mentioning Yud Gilumil Shavachamim is Ikur Chasim and HaSefer, it would seem there's a major lacuna, something significant, something the very epicenter of what Tanis Sibur is all about is missing, without Yud Gimel Min Shor Rachamim, and yet, here, with reference to the Yom Tov of Tisha B'Av, we don't have that notion, we don't have that concept. Why is that so? Here, our Soledic said again, based on the Pasuk in the Megillah, where the Navi says, Yemiyahu Navi says, Sosam Tfilosi, that somehow, Shari Tfila, Waninalu, the gates of Tfila are closed, we'll see this idea as well, when we studied the Kinos, there's no notion of Tiskabel, Tloson, Vauson, the Chol Yisrael, that Hashem is accepting of the Tfilos of Chol Yisrael. We mourn for Yerushalayim, our Tfilos not accepted, certainly not in the morning, not till Mincha, not till the recital of Nachin, the early part of the day, throughout the recital of Kinos, it's the notion of Mesa Mudalafanov, the dead lies right in front of me, and therefore, there's no possibility of Ne'ilah. Ne'ilah represents the opportunity for a Jew to continue to engage Hashem in Tfilah. Even though on Yom Kippur we've already davened many Tfilos, we started with Mincha Erev Yom Kippur, Ma'ariv, Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, and now we have an additional opportunity once again to come to, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Tfilah of Ne'ilah, which is an incredible Tfilah in and of itself. We are essentially concluding, we're asking Hashem to be Mekabel, Berachim Ruotzon as Filaseno, yet this concept is somehow totally excluded from Tisha B'Av. There is no concept of Ne'ilah, there's no concept of Slichos, apparently because Sosam Tfilosi. The idea that Hashem has, in effect, created a wall and is unwilling to hear our Tfilos, this unfortunate disconnect between Hashem's Brach and Klal Yisrael, which is mentioned as well in the Kinos, Sakaisa me'anon loch me'avor tefillah, which is the motif of every Kino, that Hashem Yisbarach is very distant from us, very far from us, and of course we want to once again experience the intimacy, the intimate relationship that marks the yachas between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. We want the iron wall to disappear, the Mechitzah Shel Barzel b'neinu l'avinu shel Hashemayim to be torn down. And therefore, Tisha B'Av is the day that we mourn the tragic separation between Hashem Yisbarach and Klal Yisrael. And therefore, no Ne'ilah, no Slichos, no Avinu Malkeinu, no Tiskabel. Again, all this is catapulted to the afternoon. And then we have the concept of the Nechama that comes to the fore. There was a very fascinating discussion and a very famous discussion that the Medrash has with reference to the Megillah of Eicha, the discussion which is quite significant because it really speaks to the heart of what Eicha is all about. And we are talking about the Machlokes Tanoim, a famous Machlokes, the beginning of the Medrash, Eicha Rabasi. The Medrash comments on the Pasuk, Eicha Yashua Badad Ha'ir Rabasi Yom, a city that is alone, that's in solitary confinement. So the Medrash quotes a Machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemya. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ein Lashon Eicha El Lashon Teichacha. That Eicha refers to the idea of Teichacha, Hashem rebuking Klal Yisrael. And the Medrash refers to Pasuk Yemiyo Peraches, Pasuk Ches, Hador Madiat Omar, Eicha Tomu Chachomim, Anachnu B'Toras Hashem Itonu. So Rabbi Yehuda's position is that Eicha is the Lashon Teichacha. Rabbi Nechemya says no, Ein Lashon Eicha Ela Kina. Eicha refers to an elegy, a dirge, a kind of lamentation. Hador Madiomad, and the Medrash refers to the Pasuk in Bereishis Peragimel, Pasuk Tes. Vayikra Hashem Elokim El Adam Vayim Elo Ayeka. That Hashem is Barach turned to Adam and said, where are you? Ayeka. The Medrash goes on to say that Ve'emasai Nemra Megillas Kinos. Where was the Megillah of Kinos, namely the Megillah of Eicha? When was it said? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Bimei Yoyakim Nemra. It was said during the days of Yoyakim. Omer Abnechemya said to him, if it was said during the days of Yoyakim, V'chibaychin al-Ames at Yomos, is it possible to have Bechi over a dead person before the person died? The Churban did not yet take place. The destruction was not yet operative. Why would one engage in Bechi prior to the Misa, prior to the Churban? El Emasai Nemar, when was it said? Acha Churban Abayis. And therefore that's expression of Eicha Yashua Badad Ha'ir Abasiyam. It seems very clear that there are two arguments here. One is, would you ever say the language of Eicha? Does it refer to Tochacha? Or does it refer to Kina? And the second machlokes that the Medrash has, when exactly the Megillah of Kinos was said. Was it said during the days of Yoyakim, or it was said actually after the Churban HaBayis? And it seems pretty obvious as well that both of these opinions of the Tanoim, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemya, are the Shitasim. Both are in accordance with their positions. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion it was said during the days of Yoyakim. If you take a look at Yirmiyahu in Perek Lamed Vav, where the number refers to, as Rashi comments already in the very beginning of Eicha, the number refers to the Megillah, Asher Saraf Yoyakim Alaish Asher Alaoch, that was burned by Yoyakim. And as the Gemara writes in Menachis, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, and in Moikot, Daf Chavav Amud Aleph, and it's also found in the Medrash Rabba in Eicha, in the Psikta. And again, the question that is implicitly raised is, how is it possible that Yirmiyahu HaNavi should be Mekainen on the Churban, on the Golos, when the Beis HaMikdash was not yet burned till Tzidkiyahu went into Golos, as the Psukim say, Yirmiyahu Perek Nun Beis, and that was 18 years afterwards, as the Gemara says in Megillah, that Yud Aleph, and Klal Yisrael was still living in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore, Rabbi Yehuda, the Shita Sayer, Rabbi Yehuda clearly is in sync with his position, that he says, Ein Lashon Eicha, Lashon Teichacha. That Eicha refers to Teichacha chastising. In effect, a nevuah of Teichacha was given to Klal Yisrael that they should do tshuva from their backsliding, from their averos and their transgressions and chatoyim, as all the other Teichachas that are found in Yirmiyahu HaNavi. And therefore this Teichacha took place dafka in the days of Yoyakim, 18 years before the Churban HaMikdash. And again, Mefarshim point out that here you have a mention of all the roos of asidos b'loshet avar, of all the terrible tragedies that are going to take place in the past tense. Ki'ilubo, as if they already came to the fore, as if they already came to fruition, were already realized, in order to give them tochacha, the way Nevi'im were wont to do. Obviously, Rabbi Nechemya disagrees, and Rabbi Nechemya is of the opinion that ein lashon eicha el nevuah shel kina. Eicha refers to a nevuah of lamentation, of dirges, and the question, v'chibaychen al ames at shel yomos, how could you cry over a dead person that has not yet died. So it would seem that the whole idea of Kinos and the Nebuah of Kinos is only relevant to something that already took place, and therefore we have to assume that Eicha was said La'acha Churban HaBayis. And as a result, the Megillah that Yehoyakim burnt ala Eish, Asher Aloch, refers to some other Megillah Sefer, and not Megillah Seicha, as Ibn Ezra points all this out in his Akdama to Megillah Seicha. Without discussing this matter further, this is a very fundamental issue, fundamental machlokes l'shitasam between these two Tanoim. What we would like to do now is just to overview a little bit the Megillah of Eicha, and it will help us considerably in terms of understanding the very nature of what the Kinos are all about. When one examines the overall structure of Megillah Eicha, one notices the following. Perek Aleph, of course, represents a kind of introduction to the Megillah. And in this first Perek, we have actually, essentially, what is underscored, it's accentuated, is the yachas between Klal Yisrael and the Umos Olam. It's mentioned many, many times. Even a very quick overview of the Perek tells us, it describes the city of Yerushalayim, Ha'ir Abasiyam, that became Kialmona, Rabasi Bagoyim, Sarasi Bamdina, was talking about a great city, a princess among provinces, Ha'isalamas. And now we have in Pasuk Beis, Ein la menachim mikolo aveh, no one to comfort her. Kol reah bagduba, all her friends have betrayed her. Hayu la loivim. In Pasuk Gimel, he yashra bagoyim. After Yehuda went into Galus, she dwelled among the nations. Lo matza manoach, she has no rest. Kol rofeh he sigua ben amitzarim, everyone is pursuing her. Pasuk Hey, hayu tzareh le rosh aveh shalu. And Pasuk Hey indicates as well, her adversaries became her master, her enemies are at ease. We continue along those lines in Pasuk Zayin, Vayechub lo krach l'vnei rodef. And Pasuk Zayin describes as well, Binfol ama biyatzar bein oizel aru atzarim sochaku al mishpateo. We have people gloating at her downfall. In Pasuk Ches again, Kol mechadeo hizilu ki ro ervasa. The same idea. Everyone who formerly respected her now disparage her because she's been disgraced. In Pasuk Tes, Rei Hashem Esoni Ki Higdil Oyev. Again, the enemy has acted in a very prodigious kind of way. Yado Paras Tzara Kol Machmadeha. The enemy spread out the hand of all of it, her treasures. Ki Rasa Goyim Bo Migdosha. They enter the Beis HaMikdosh. They invaded it. And just continuing towards the end of this perek in Tes Zayin, the enemy prevailed. Hashem commanded against Yaakov that the enemy should surround him. And continuing in your test, here I call for those who are my so-called friends, and of course they duped me, they deceived me. And finally, Chavalu Chapez, the Navi says, Shamu Sosu. All my enemies were rejoicing over my plight. So here we have, essentially in Perek Aleph, a cheshbon ha-nefesh that Klal Yisrael has with the Umos HaOlam, who deserted us, who abandoned us, who quickly spat on us, gloated over our downfall. That's Perek Aleph. In Perek Beis, we have, again, a mashber in the relationship between Klal Yisrael and Ribbono Shalom. And we ask Hashem Yisbarach, how could this possibly happen? Eicha yoyiv ba'po Hashem is bas tzion, hishlich mishamayim eres tiferes Yisrael, v'lo zachah adon v'aglo b'yom ha'po, bila Hashem, V'lo chamal is kodos Yaakov. Hashem has raised Haras b'yab rasa mitzri bas Yehuda higiyel haaretz chilel mamacha v'sarel. And we have a very anguishing description of everything being cut down, everything being burnt. And in effect, Hashem, His wrath is very clear. Pasuk Gimel. Godah b'chor yav kol keren Yisrael, heshiv achor yimin ob ne'el yev, vayivar b'yakov ki eshlo v'achla saviv. Pasuk Hei, hoyo Hashem ki o yev, bilal Yisrael, Hashem consuming klal Yisrael, bilal kol armen osea, consuming all her fortresses, shichets mitzarov, vayere b'vas Yehuda, ta'aniyo v'aniyo, there's agony, there's grief. Pasuk Vav, ויחמוס כגד סוכו שיחס מועדו שיקח השם בציון מועד בשבוס וינת בזען אפו מלך וכהן. Furthermore, Hashem rejected the Mizbeach in Pasuk Zayin. Nier Mikdosho, He abolished the Mizbeach Mikdosh. His gear beyad oyev chomos amenosel. The walls were given over to the enemy. Kol nosno beves Hashem yom moed. Ad kidei kach, where Hashem thought, Lahashchis chomos bas tzion. Tovu Baret Shareh on Pasuk Tes, the gates sunk into the earth. Iba Vishiba Bricha Malko Bisarel Bagoy Main Teru Agam Neviel Lomatsu Chazam Hashem. And in fact, we are asking Hashem Yisbarach, how could you possibly do all this? And you carry this out in the middle of the parak Yitzayin Nasa Hashem Asher Zomam Bitzoyim Nasa Shetivon Mekedim Haras Vilei Chamol. Hashem Yisbarach was ravaging and destructive of Klal Yisrael. Vayisamach alayich oyev heim keren tzarech. Tzak libam al Hashem chomas bas tzion. Horidi kamnach al dimo yomom valayla. Al titni fugas loch al tido bas enech. Kumi rom valayla l'rosh hashmuros. Shivchi kamayim libech nochach b'nei Hashem. Rei Hashem v'yabito l'miol al toko. Im tochal noshim p'yom al leiti buchim. Im yareg b'midash Hashem koem enavi. And tragically, the pasuk at the end tells us, "Tikrochi yom be'moed megurai misaviv." Lo haya b'yom af Hashem polid b'savid. There was no survivor, no one escaped. Asheti pachti v'ribisi oivichilam. The enemy went ahead and simply wiped them out. And so again, we are in a mashber, in a kind of crisis in the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael, and we ask Hashem Yisbarach why. Why did Hashem Yisbarach act in such a fashion? And here in Perek Gimel, we have Yirmiyahu HaNavi, Chazal say he's the author of Megillas Eicha, and certainly this Perek indicates that here Yirmiyahu HaNavi presents himself in Perek Gimel. He's a kind of model for Klal Yisrael. What happened to him happened to us as well. And despite what Hashem did to him, he was not miyayish, he didn't become despondent. He didn't throw in the towel, and on the contrary, he continued to maintain his vigil and his commitment to Hashem Yisbarach. And here we have a rather graphic description of that. Ani agevero, ani b'shevet abraso, that Hashem Yisbarach again went ahead and led him into darkness. And Hashem Yisbarach also, in Pasuk Gimel Dalet Hey, Bila Basari Vori Shibat Mosai, Bono Alive Akab Oshisla, he was Vimachshakam Hoshivani, Vimachshakim Hoshivani Kimese Olam, Godar Badi Vloite Yachbin Roshdi, Gam Ki Ezak Vashabe Asosam Tilosi, Vimachshom did not respond to his Tilos in an affirmative kind of way. And the Navi indicates this, Hayisis Chog Lucholami, Pasuk Gimel Yudalet, Niginasim Kolayom, his Biyani Bamrorim, Hirvani Lando, he was the object of their jibes of the enemies, and there's a sense of bitterness. That is Nach Mishalom Nafshi, Pasuk Yudzayin, Noshi Sitova. Romar, I said, Avad Nitzchi, Vesochalti Mi Hashem, everything is lost. So look at my affliction, look at my sorrow, and yet the Navi realizes that all is not lost, as he writes in Pasuk, Chav Chafalav, Zachor Tisgor, Vissa Shoach Alay Nafshi, Zol Sashiv Alibi Al Kenochil, there is Tikva, there's hope, Chaz Le Hashem Kiloi, Somnu Kiloi Chol, Lu Rachamov, the Chaz Sodim of Hashem Yisbarach, are obviously never exhausted, חדשים והבקרים באבא מנסך, חלקי השם אמר נפשי על כן אוכי לא, טוב השם בקובע לנפש ידושנו, טוב ביוכי ודומם לשועס השם, here we see the language of hope, al kein ochil, and a bit later, al kein ochil lo, in pasuk of dalet, in pasuk of hey, tov Hashem likovav, in pasuk of vav, tov v'yachil, vidumam l'suas Hashem. So the sense of hope certainly is one that burns brightly, and we have a clear indication that Hashem is Baruch, does not abandon klal yisrael, kilo yiznach la'elam Hashem, in pasuk lamed, the lamed aleph, ki moy gavi recham tuev chasadav, ki lo yinam milibav ayagev bnei ish. And we have mi ze amar vatei Hashem lo tziva mipi elyon lo seitzei haraos vehatov. In effect, we have in this particular parak on the part of Yirmiyahu Hanavi, we have an indication that he is also struggling. And yet he has emerged, even though there is a sasam filosi element here, in Sukim Mem Gimel, Mem Dalid, Sakosava, Vatidvenu, Harakta Lochamalta, Sakosava, Nonochmi Abor Tchila, and the Chil Hashem that came about as a result of the disgrace of Klal Yisrael, again, very much celebrated in the Kinos of Tisha B'Av, Schiumos, Tisimenu, Vikervo Amim, Patsu Aleinu Piam Kolayvenu, Pachad Vafacha Soyolano Ashes Vashover, Palgi Maim Tiradin Yalsheva Basami. But of course, we know that ultimately, Hashem is Barach, as a result of the tefillos and the tshuva of Klal Yisrael, is going to respond affirmatively. And here we have that mention in Nun Hei, Nun Vav, Koras Yishimcha Hashem Yibor Tachtios, Kol Yishamata, Al Talim Oznecha. Hashem is Barach, should not, Chas V'Sholom, in any shape, manner or form, completely and totally, shall we say, turn away. He does not do so. The Rav Chosi the Shabbosi, Karafta v'yomekro eko amar taltiro, Rafta Hashem b'vein afshi galta chayoi. And as a result, the pasuk says, Titen lehem ginas leir talos chalohem, tirdov ba'af misash mideim, mitachas shmei Hashem. Hashem should pursue the enemy and destroy them. And so, in effect, what's happening over here is that we have the personal struggle of Yirmiyahu HaNavi, and he was able to emerge, and he maintained his tenacity and dogged commitment, and so too the same thing could obviously happen vis-a-vis Klal Yisrael. In effect, so far we have in Perek Aleph our Yachas to Lumos HaOlam, in Perek Beis the Mashber with Hashem Yisbarach, in Perek Gimel we have, in effect, the Nisayon of Yirmiyahu HaNavi to engage in some sort of pierce together with Klal Yisrael. And going on to the last two prokim, namely Perek Dalid and Perek Kei, we mentioned that according to Chazal, here we have a hesped that Yirmiyahu HaNavi gave on behalf of Yoshua HaMelech. It's in Perek Dalid, alluded to in Perek Dalid. And we have, of course, in Perek Dalid as well, tremendous anguish over the city and over what happened to Rachman al-Litzan, to young children, a very graphic description, and of the burning, the conflagration of Yerushalayim, Yir HaKodesh, and the Makom HaMikdash, and a very vivid description, and one which, of course, is very tragic, and that is the, more or less, the theme of Perek Dalid. And finally, in Perek Kei, of course, we have that almost Chadei Shemenu Kikedem, the notion that Hashem is Baruch should bring us back to our former days of yesteryear. Ki emos ma'astonu katzavta leinu anod, hashiveinu Hashem elachem el shuva, the idea of Chadei Shemenu Kikedem. So we have more or less overviewed the different prokim, the five prokim of Megillah Seicha. And these prakim are very critical. And perhaps we'll just mention one last item before we begin to examine some of the kinos. One of the very fascinating distinctions between Perek Beis, for that matter, and Perek Dalid is the following. We have a very strong sense that there's a dual kind of avelus. On the one hand, we have an avelus, al beis Yisrael v'alam Hashem ki nafu v'charev, Beis Yisrael referring to the beaten Beis HaMikdash, but also Am Hashem, we have what happened to Klal Yisrael, what happened to the Jewish people. There's an avelus, if you will, on the gavra. There's an avelus on the chefza. There's a dual kind of avelus, a dialectic that we see throughout the Megillah and as well throughout the kinos. This notion, which is clearly found in Eicha and also very much found in the body of the kinos. Let's take a look for a moment in Perek Beis, and perhaps we'll contrast Perek Beis with Perek Dalet. In Perek Beis, it's clear the epicenter, the Beis Hamikdash, Hishrich Mishamayim Eretz Tiferes Yisrael, V'loi Zachar Hadom Raglo B'yom Apo, and we are referring to the Beis Hamikdash, Hadom Raglo, his footstool, and as well, we're talking about where Klal Yisrael used to gather. Of course, that is the Beis Hamikdash, which was a Makom Asif of the Klal Yisrael. But notice all the unbelievable descriptions of the Beis Hamikdash that I found here in Pasuk Aleph. Eicha Yoy Ba'apu Hashem Es Bas Tzion. Bas Tzion is a reference to the Beis Hamikdash. Hishlich Mishamayim Eretz Tiferes Yisrael, a reference to the Beis Hamikdash. V'lo Yizacha Adoyim Vagla B'yom Apo, a reference to the Beis Hamikdash. Bilo Hashem Beloi Chomal is called Naos Yaakov. Naos Yaakov referred to the habitations of Yaakov again, a reference to the Beis Hamikdash. Naos Yaakov. We continue in the Psukim where the Navi speaks about the Eish, the fire, the Lahava, Ochla Saviv, and the Navi speaks about exactly what happened. In Pasuk Kei, we have clearly mentioned Haya Hashem ka'oye bila yisa bila kol armino seha shiches mivtzarav. The Navi says again, the fortresses were destroyed, and as a result, vayach vayerav vasihuda taniya vaniya. Pasuk Vav, vayachmos kagan suko shiches moyado. Again, a clear reference to the idea of the Beis Hamikdash. Shikach Hashem b'tzion moed b'shabos v'yinatz b'zama po melech v'kohen kagan suko. In the beginning of Pasuk Vav, the idea that the Beis Hamikdash was a kind of Gan Eden. Harachem anu yokum lanu v'sukas David anu yifoles. Pasuk Zayin, zonach Hashem b'zbecho ni'er mikdasho. The Beis Hamikdash, the Mizbeach, hisgir b'yad oyev chaymes amunosel kol nosnu b'beis Hashem B'yoyim Meyed. B'veis Hashem, again, a reference to the Beis Hamikdash, and Hashem wanted to destroy Chomas Basion in Pasuches. Tovu Baruch Shara, Yibad V'Shibad B'richa, Malkum Sarah, Agayim Eitera, Gam Deviyel, Lamatzu Chazon, Mei Hashem. So we have a very clear focus here on the Beis Hamikdash and the Malkum Hamikdash. This is the Mokei, this is the epicenter of this particular Perek, namely Perek Beis. When we contrast this Perek Beis, which relates to the Chefza, and as I indicated, again, we can see it even towards the end of the Perek, the constant references to Yerushalayim, and the constant references to the city of Yerushalayim. Maybe just look for a moment again, towards the end of the Perek Beis, starting with Pasuk Yudalid, we speak about the Nevi'ai, Chazalach, Shav, Tafel, V'lo Gilu, Alav, Onech, Lashiv, Shuseich, V'yechzulach, Maso, Shav, Maduchim, and everyone is busy clapping, and everyone is, in effect, whistling and gnashing their teeth, indicating that we've devoured. But that's what Hashem did. Yitzayin nasa Hashem asher zomom. Bitzayim rasa asher tzivim mekedem. Haras v'loi chombol. Vayisamach olayich oyev herim keratzorayich. Tzak libam al Hashem. There's tefillah. Shivchi kamayim libech nohach b'ni Hashem. Re Hashem v'abito. Look what you've done. Im yehoreg b'midash Hashem koyim v'novi. And at the end, so here the focus is on the Makom HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash, Tzion, Yerushalayim, Yir HaKodesh. That's the focus of Perek Beis. When one turns to Perek Dalet, it's very clear that here the focus is on the Gavra. There is tremendous human tragedy, unbelievable tragedy relating to human beings, not just tragedy relating to the Makom HaMikdash, not just tragedy relating to the fact that we lost the Malchus, but rather the human element. Here we have a very vivid and graphic description of that human element in Perek Dalin. Starting, let's say, with Pasuk Beis, B'nei Tzion Hayikarim HaMesulayim Bapoz Eichon Nechshavu Lanivle Cheres. They're like earthen jugs, Masei Deotzer Gam Tanim Chaltzushani Niku Goem Bas Amili Achzor. Again, young children are, in effect, pleading for bread. And the Navi describes them here, how people have become cruel like ostriches in the desert. No one can provide it for them. Those who are accustomed to feasting extravagantly, now they're lying, shamein, desert in the streets. Those who were brought up in scarlet clothing, are in garbage heaps. The crown ones who are purer than snow, whiter than milk. The build was sapphire. Their appearance became blacker than soot. Lo nikru b'chutzol safar tafad oram al atzmam. The skin shriveled. Better to die by the sword in almost instantaneous kind of way rather than a drawn out kind of death through famine. Again here, incredible what Chazal indicate happened. Literally, those that were compassionate were not able to have compassion on the children. So here we have that description, the unbelievable Sevel Anushi that one sees in the context of Megillah Secha. So the Perek Beis and Dalet are very much contrasted. One refers to the Beis Hamikdash, and one refers to the Sevel Anushi, the human tragedy that existed over here. And now trying to get a sense of the overall configuration of the kinos, so one will notice the following. Again, we began by describing the fact that Klal Yisrael are mushpo, Klal Yisrael are humiliated, are disgraced, that itself is a terrible chil Hashem. And we'll see in the first two kinos, we have that description, Shchiyu Ma'oz Tisimenu Bekerev Ha'amim, Hoyso Yushalayim Lenida Bnehem Alpanei Pros Nupsu Chasidea. And then we have Eicha Atzta Biapecha. How did this happen? How could this possibly occur? A destruction of such a massive nature. And we begin beyond that, Eicha Tiferes Ishlichu, referring to the Beis Hamikdash and referring to the Kohanim, the Kinov Chavatzelos HaSharon, describing the unbelievable Kedusha that exists in the Beis Hamikdash through the work of the Kohanim and the like. And ultimately we have Tzidduk HaDin. We are obligated to be Matzid Dino Shakarish Bohu, Tzadiku Hashem, Bechol Rachav, Bechosiv, Bechol Masav, Lecho Hashem, Hatzdoka. And subsequently we have Kinos that relate to the Maisa Hatzlav, relate to what happened in the medieval period during the Inquisition and after. And beyond that, we then go on to Tzino that relate to Tzion, Halo Tishali, Lishlom HaSiroich, which essentially is the hope of Klal Yisrael in the future, the idea of doing tshuva and coming back to Hashem Yisbarach. So one can more or less, by way of overview, indicate very clearly that there is a tremendous parallel between the Gilas Eicha and the Kinos. The entire structure of the Kinos seems to really follow upon the heels of Megillas Eicha. And just as we find in Megillas Eicha, we have this evolution, so too we have as well a similar evolution in the structure of the Ashkenazi Kinos, emphasizing or underscoring, accentuating these two tragedies that we mentioned before. One, the Churban HaMikdash, which is of course highlighted in Perek Beis Megillas Eicha. The other is the human tragedy, highlighted in Perek Dalet Megillas Eicha. And then we have the other prokim that speak of the humiliation of Klal Yisrael, of the terrible Chil Hashem that occurred as a result of his destruction. But the ultimate chizuk or hope, if you will, of Yirmiyahu HaNavi found in Paragimel, and a similar vein we have in Parakei, the notion of Klal Yisrael ultimately doing tshuva and coming back to Hashem Yisbarach. So really, if one were to take one pasuk, and this is the pasuk that Asa Lechik, so Chayim Lebracha was very fond of, a pasuk that more or less really encompasses the entire kino structure as we have it, and that's the pasuk that we find in the Megillah, where the Navi tells us the following pasuk. And that is, the Navi says, Zachra Yerushalayim, this is found in Perek Aleph, of Megillah Seicha, pasuk Zayin, Zachra Yerushalayim, on Yom Rudeha, Yerushalayim remembers, the Navi says, the days of our suffering, the days of our sorrow, Kol Machamudeha Shehoyim Mekedem, not just the days of suffering and sorrow, but all the treasures were her, that were hers in the days of old. And those, there are two aspects, if you will, that have to be focused on. One is the tragedy of the Churban, but the other is the Yofi of Tzion, the beauty that once was, and of course the beauty that we are asking Hashem Yisbarach Bekarov, that He should be able to restore to us. And as the Navi ends, Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha v'noshuva chadei shomeinu kekedem, ki'imos ma'astonu katzavta le'al ma'od, it's true, there is anger, there's Chalonaf against Klal Yisrael, but ultimately we have the Havtocha, the Netzach Yisrael, Yishaker, Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha v'noshuva chadei shomeinu kekedem.